Welcome to the epicenter of human desperation. You are standing before Théodore Géricault's The Raft of the Medusa, a work that redefined the boundaries of horror and heroism in the 19th century. The anatomy of obsession. This colossal canvas, nearly 5 meters tall and 7 meters wide, is a monument to a real-life maritime nightmare. In 1816, the French frigate Méduse ran aground. 147 people were abandoned on a makeshift raft, and after 13 days of starvation, madness, and cannibalism, only 15 survived. Géricault, aged only 27, was consumed by the story. To achieve a terrifying realism, he turned his studio into a morgue. He brought in severed limbs and cadavers from local hospitals, watching them decay so he could precisely capture the sallow, greenish hues of dying flesh. He even shaved his head in a symbolic gesture of isolation, locking himself away for 8 months to dwell in this curated hell. The darkness of the void. Géricault's primary weapon was a brutal, visceral application of chiaroscuro. Look at the deep, swallowing shadows that pool around the base of the raft and the muscular, straining backs of the men. By using extreme contrast between the blinding, sickly light of the horizon and the impenetrable black of the rolling Atlantic, Géricault creates a sensation of claustrophobic vastness. This technique does not allow you to be a passive observer. The shadows push the bodies toward you, threatening to spill the dead into your physical space. It amplifies the psychological weight of the scene, making the hope of the distant ship on the horizon feel fragile, while the reality of the rotting wood and the cold sea feels absolute. The scandal of the state. When this painting was unveiled at the 1819 Paris Salon, it wasn't seen as a masterpiece. It was seen as an act of political war. Because the shipwreck was caused by an incompetent captain appointed by the restored French monarchy, the painting was a direct indictment of the government. Critics were horrified by the unpleasant subject matter and the lack of a traditional hero. The state initially refused to buy it, and the scandal was so intense that Géricault left France in a state of depression. However, this rejection transformed the piece into the first great protest painting. It proved that art could serve as a mirror to national shame, forever changing how we view the artist's role as a social critic. The Ghost Ship. To the unguided eye, the painting is a scene of total chaos, but Géricault's precision extended to the microscopic. Look at the very edge of the horizon, just beneath the waving man's outstretched arm. There is a tiny, almost imperceptible speck. The Argus, the ship that would eventually rescue the survivors. However, forensic analysis of the canvas has revealed an even darker detail. Beneath the layers of the churning sea, Géricault originally painted more bodies, a crowded deck of the dead that he later painted over, to focus the viewer's eye on the pyramid of hope formed by the living. If you look at the lower left corner, where the father mourns his son, the translucency of the aged oil reveals the faint, ghostly silhouette of an extra limb, a phantom of the original, more crowded massacre that Géricault eventually chose to hide in the depths. What are your thoughts on Géricault's decision to include his own social commentary in such a visceral way?